Richard Deitch from Sports Illustrated. He's the author of The Media Circus. That's coming up in the second hour. Also, our guest co-host will be with us the remainder of the show starting in the second hour. You just made the list in hour number three. And, of course, pick six to finish off Friday's show. Darren McFarland here. Willie Donick up in Montreal. Tomorrow night it'll be the Predators and the Canadiens as the Preds wrap up this four-game road trip before returning home. And that will have a puck drop at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, pregame at 5. And as I mentioned, Adam Vinken will join me from Montreal, and we'll get into, of course, the storyline of P.K. Subban returning back to Montreal and, of course, his nice story on Kyle Turris returning to Ottawa last night. But we bring in a good friend, Dan Phillips. A lot of you probably watched his work for many, many years here locally on Fox 17. Now he's out on his own. He's the president of LDP Multimedia Services. That's a very, very nifty title. Dano, how you doing?
Hey, D, how you doing?
Good.
Good to hear
ya. Good. I'm glad you joined us because I know I've had conversations with you off the air, and we know your ties and how you feel about Michigan State. Certainly, when you would come on and Derek's in here, I mean, a lot of Michigan State love. But this whole story that's been out there, and I know you've been very passionate about it, and you kind of want to weigh in on it, and we kind of wanted to give you the opportunity to do so.
Well, I mean, as you know, you're a journalist, obviously. We like to fancy ourselves that way. And, you know, one of the first things that we learn is you got to try and stay impartial. And as we grow up and we get involved more and more in the business, it's not we don't necessarily root for teams as much as we root for people and individuals, right? You meet people that you really like. We've all met them, and we kind of root for them to do well as much as we do necessarily the teams. But yet we still have our teams from our childhood. You know, they may be our alma mater. They may be teams we grew up watching. I know you're a big Kentucky guy. Obviously, Willie loves Vanderbilt, and I'm that way with Michigan State. I grew up in East Lansing. I saw Magic play when he was at Michigan State, so I've been following them for decades. And when this whole thing kind of went down, there was sort of a sense of disbelief, and it's really tested that impartiality a lot because of obviously what happened and how horrible it is, and it's just unbelievable how bad it is. And so that's kind of where I'm at with it. I'm sure that Willie felt the same way when the Vanderbilt rape case happened, you know, when all that went down. It really hurts you, and it really tests your – not only your fandom, but like I said, your journalistic integrity and your heart too.
Dan, we've had enough examples, and this is where, and I'm asking you to probably weigh in on something you can't, but you've probably talked to people up there, I'm sure, over the story that's been out there for a good while, and there's been at least some closure on some ends of it. But when you think about the Penn State situation, when you think about the Baylor situation, how they played out and how it had the theme of looking the other way and not, you know, basically shoving something off to the side of the desk. We've just learned, in the Vanderbilt case, at least you can say they did tackle it head on. I thought they did a good job of addressing the issue. They kicked them off the team immediately. They certainly were trying to address it and not avoid it. But in Michigan State's case, it's a lot of the same. And then it ended up being the story that we had. Why do you think, after all this time, you would think we would have enough examples where these administrators, people in power, people in charge would understand you can't do that ever, but especially now?
Well, I think, first of all, I would dispute a little bit that I think Vanderbilt handled the situation great. I mean, they, you know, there was a lot of statements after hours. They weren't making people available for interviews. I never saw an actual apology from Vanderbilt to the woman. Or I didn't see them getting out in front of the story necessarily at all as everything was going down. So I would dispute that a little bit. But what happens is schools and universities and institutions, a lot of times, they take what I call this bunker mentality. When something negative goes down, they sort of hole up. You know, we're not going to make anybody available. It's all statements. We don't get to see people's faces. We don't get a chance to talk to them about situations. They certainly don't apologize for anything that's happened. And they just hope that it's going to magically go away. And the reality of the situation is these things don't go away. And it just makes the institution, whether, again, it's a university or franchise or company or corporation or whatever, look worse. It automatically makes you look like you have something to hide when you are not out in front of it. And the reason is quite simple, Darren, and it's because a lot of times these policies are being dictated by lawyers and legal counsel, and they're trying to avoid the multi-million dollar lawsuit. And it doesn't happen. It just doesn't. It doesn't happen that way. Michigan State is going to be writing an enormous check to all those victims, and rightfully so, as did Penn State, as did Baylor, as did all of these other institutions. And this isn't something that's going away, as you know. I mean, this is going to – Michigan State is just the latest, unfortunately. And as much as it pains me to say that too, this is going to keep happening.
President and AD, it cost them their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
It's cost others their jobs. Will it cost the football coach and the basketball coach their jobs in the end, or do you think D'Antonio and Izzo are going to make it through this?
Well, I don't – I mean, quite honestly, I think they're going to make it, and I think they're going to be okay. If it's shown that they have been complicit in some of the things that have been reported, they should not be okay. One of the things that I think that's been a little bit misrepresented in the particularly the outside the line story that came out is all of the stuff that's happened has been reported locally. So the instances and the incidents have been reported locally. This is the first time it's come out nationally. And one of the things that's really bothered me about that report, quite honestly, is the fact that they're trying to – ESPN has sort of tried to tie in Mark D'Antonio and Tom Izzo with Larry Nassar, and those are two completely different situations. It does speak to potentially a culture at Michigan State, which obviously needs to be changed, but to link Nassar with Izzo and D'Antonio – quite frankly, is just it's not fair, and it's not, and it's ridiculous, and it's irresponsible, because those two, they never crossed paths, they never met, he never worked with any of their athletes, none of that stuff happened. Where Michigan State is culpable more than anything else is the fact, again, of this bunker mentality, sweeping things under the rug, like you mentioned, for decades, and pretending that it was going to go away.
Do you think this is finally going to wake everybody up and realize you can't do this? Because this is going to continue. We know on things are going to happen on college campuses. But do you think moving forward, or I thought that after Penn State. Then I thought, surely after Baylor, it'll never happen. A story of this magnitude will never happen again. And then we get Michigan State.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, as you know, Darren, especially in institutions that size, and I hate to say this, but there are bad people everywhere. And there's not a lot that you can do about just bad people, horrible, horrible people that do horrible, horrible things. What you can do, and this is one of the things that I'm trying to do as part of my corporation, my company that I've started, is do media training and help schools deal with some of these things. Get out in front of this. What to say, what not to say, when to say it. You know, how much of a difference would it have made at Vanderbilt or at Penn State or at Michigan State if as soon as they found out that something had gone wrong, they came out and said, look, we are sorry. We are so sorry that this happened. We are so sorry to the victims, and we never, ever, ever want to let this happen again. How much of a difference would that have made in the public perception of all of those institutions? And I just read you literally, like, that took me 10 seconds to say. But if you come out and you do things like that and you get out in front of these things and you take some culpability at the beginning of this stuff and try and get it out and nip it in the bud as fast as possible, somebody like Larry Nassar doesn't assault 156 or 200 women. He assaults three or four, and which is, again, a horrible, horrible thing, and I'm not trying to minimize that, but four as opposed to 200, that's enormous.
Okay, Dan, as we wrap this up, if somebody has been listening to this and you just said you would like to help and maybe they would like to call upon you to help, how would they get in touch with you?
Sure. There's a couple of different ways. It's ldpmulti-media.com. And I've worked with a couple of institutions already on media training. I've worked with the TSU men's basketball team a couple of times. I've worked with some athletes getting prepared for the NFL Combine at D1. And I've also worked with the Columbia State men's basketball team. So I've got some experience already doing some of this kind of thing. So I'm not just kind of throwing my hat into the ring. Like I said, I really want to help. And I really think I can. My perspective, I feel like, is unique. As you know, Darren, having been on both sides of the camera, being able to sort of know what the media and what the public is looking for, and also being able to work on the other side of it too, with the athletes, with the administration, with the universities and institutions. So, and I'd really love to do it. It's something, as you can tell, that I'm passionate about. It's something that I think, as I said, is a problem that's not going away. And again, I just really hope I can help.
Dano, really appreciate it. Good hearing from you. We'll talk soon.
You too, buddy. Thanks so much. Take care.
As you could tell, it was very easy to see the passion oozing through. He's been talking. We've talked a lot off the air about this. It's something that's very close to him, as you just heard, and he wanted to kind of get that out there. And look, it is something important because it's not going to go away as much as we think. It's just not. It's always going to be there, and it's how we handle things. That is such the key these days. It's always been the key, but especially now, how we handle difficult situations. And any help is, to me, should always be welcome. We'll come back hour number two. Don't forget Richard Deitch at 11:25, and our surprise co-host should join us in the second hour as well. You're listening to 102.5 The Game.